A few years ago, a hospital in Plattsburgh struck a deal with UVM Medical Center in Burlington. It's supposed to help kids who need psychiatric treatment, including the many waiting for care in Vermont. The deal has been a boon for UVM's medical school and the New York Hospital. The only people it isn't benefiting are Vermont children. VPR's Emily Corwin has the second part of an investigation into inpatient psychiatric care for Vermont children.
It was late 2017. A 13-year-old psychiatric patient named Emily was in a windowless room at the University of Vermont Emergency Department. She was waiting for a bed 150 miles south at Brattleboro Retreat. That's when, her mom Jennifer says, a family provider posed a question.
Why couldn't we just transport Emily to Plattsburgh?
From Burlington, Champlain Valley Physicians Hospital in Plattsburgh is a third of the distance of Brattleboro Retreat. Brattleboro Retreat is the only psych hospital for kids in Vermont. The Plattsburgh Hospital is a member of the University of Vermont Health Network, and over the last year, it had been adding child psychiatrists and reopening previously closed beds. Emily's mom, Jennifer, says Emily's medical team was on board, but
the couple of times we pushed, we definitely got the door shut.
Emily could not get care in Plattsburgh. In fact, out of 151 kids who went to that child psych unit last year, only 7 were from Vermont, even fewer from Chittenden County. That's surprising because a few years ago, UVM Medical Center in Burlington took over management of the struggling Plattsburgh unit.
When I started, there were 2 here.
2 psychiatrists. This is Dr. Robert Althoff, director of psychiatry in Plattsburgh. He says when he started in 2017, the hospital had closed 6 child psych beds because of staffing. Then UVM psychiatry department recruited him and 3 other child psychiatrists, making them staff of the Vermont Teaching Hospital and assistant professors in UVM's med school. In exchange, the med school could offer their students inpatient child psych training in Plattsburgh. Now,
we're reporting out at 12.
All 12 of Plattsburgh's beds are open for use most days. The deal has benefited almost everyone, except Vermont kids. It's hard to know exactly why. There is one obvious problem. See, most psychiatric patients want treatment, but some people who threaten harm to themselves or others don't. The state can then force them to receive treatment. This is true even for children. They're called involuntary patients. Dr. Bob Piratini is the chief psychiatrist for UVM Medical Center and spearheaded the deal with Plattsburgh. He says his department knew this would be a problem going in.
But we were optimistic that there would be a workaround. When you look at this, when you say there is an inpatient unit 45 minutes away that serves kids and there's nothing else that close to Burlington, surely there's a way to work this out. And in the end, we're all a little incredulous that we would be stymied by essentially a bureaucratic entanglement, but there doesn't seem to be a way.
Piratini admits this is a barrier for Vermont families. Still, it's not the whole story. Last year, involuntary patients made up roughly a fifth of patients who went from Chittenden County to Brattleboro Retreat. What about all the voluntary kids who went to Brattleboro instead of Plattsburgh last year? Different people gave us conflicting answers. Brandy Littlefield is the assistant director of First Call, which handles all mental health placements for Chittenden County. She says the Plattsburgh Hospital doesn't accept aggressive kids.
Because many of the kids that we are seeing here that are waiting for placement do have aggressive behaviors, it's not one of the options on the table for us.
I don't think that is a barrier for us.
Althoff, the head psychiatrist in Plattsburgh, says his unit does accept kids with aggressive behaviors.
The short answer is no, I don't really know about this.
We followed up with Althoff's boss, Piratini, in Burlington. He did have some theories, all of which boil down basically to a failure of communication.
First of all, memories are very long.
Piratini wondered if Vermont's referral clinicians don't know the Plattsburgh unit has changed under UVM's guidance. Or, he said, perhaps a clinician had a patient or two rejected and then just assumed that was the rule. In the meantime, kids like Emily are waiting in emergency room beds in Burlington, just a ferry ride away from treatment in Plattsburgh's child psych unit. As Emily's mom, Jennifer, says, they're stuck.
It's being placed in a holding tank where it's, for my daughter, she's hurting. I don't know how to shift the system, but I know our kids and our families with mental health needs deserve it.
UVM child psychiatry officials say they're still hiring nurses and techs and working out these interstate kinks. Parents like Jennifer say they can't afford to wait. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.